Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Coming up a bit later this hour, we'll talk with rodeo champion and Rhea Heights native Billy Ettbauer, whose life-size statue was unveiled this weekend during the match of champions in Fort Pierre. But first, Los Angeles artist and Rapid City native Bridget Beck is back home this week working with some local youth on an interactive sculpture project called Will Be. Yesterday afternoon, she worked with about a half dozen teens during a workshop at General Beadle Elementary. This afternoon, she expects about 20 youth at the workshop. Beck says the Will Be project works with South Dakota teens to communicate and pose questions to Los Angeles at-risk youth and the public at large through a large-scale collaborative community sculpture where the Los Angeles teens answer back via the sculpture. In July 6th, the Rapid City teens will work with Bridget Beck in a studio at UCLA. The local coordinator of the Will Be project is Holly Sortland of Project Respect. And Holly Sortland and Bridget Beck went to high school together in Rapid City, and they join us on the line. Holly and Bridget, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Welcome. Good to be here.
Well, Bridget, I'd like to begin with you. How did this this sculpture project develop? Where did the idea come from?
Well, I mean, I grew up in Rapid City, and so, I mean, I've made sculptures in other parts of the country, but I never had the opportunity to, you know, come back to where, you know, my roots are from and really do a project here. And I wanted to work with a community, you know, I grew up with, so I wanted to give back and kind of just work with the teens that would have been, you know, my friends growing up here on the north side of town. So that's kind of where it started out from. And also wanted to kind of just come back home and have my parents sort of see a sculpture in process. You know, since I've been in L.A., it's been, you know, harder to for them to see, you know, what it is I'm up to. So it's kind of fun in that way, too.
And Holly Sortland, how did you get involved in the project with your longtime friend Bridget?
Well, she emailed me with a proposal because there was a grant opportunity through her graduate school there at UCLA, and said, "Do you want a partner, and we could get youth with Project Respect involved?" And I said, "Absolutely!" And so together, you know, we wrote up the grant proposal. And Bridget emailed me a few months later and said, "We got half of the money, and I think I can raise the rest on Kickstarter." And so she raised this awesome Kickstarter campaign to raise the rest of the money. And so then I went ahead and started recruiting youth. And what's really cool about the project is that it has kids from all economic backgrounds. Most of the kids are disadvantaged. We really wanted to target disadvantaged Native American youth because a lot of the issues we're talking about are things like cultural reconciliation, stereotyping, getting the kids to think about healthy relationships. So, yeah, we're just super excited that it's happening, and Bridget is amazing, and the kids are really excited, and six of the kids are going to have a chance to actually go to Los Angeles and finish it, and it's just an amazing opportunity for kids who probably a lot of them have never traveled out of the state.
Well, Holly, how were the Rapid City kids, were they chosen to participate this week during the workshops?
Well, what it was, we basically went out and recruited. We went to the Club for Boys. Last year, I did a mentoring project with boys at the Club for Boys who we paired up young boys with teenage girls to start fostering issues like healthy relationships and respect. So I went back to the Club for Boys, and they had a few boys that wanted to do it. And then we also have some of the girls who mentored for us last summer are participating. And then Girls Incorporated in Rapid City was very excited. And so today through Friday, they're actually bringing over entire classes to participate. So we expect about 15 more girls participating today through Friday.
Yeah, Bridget Beck, and was the first workshop at General Beadle Elementary, was that yesterday, or have there been others?
Yeah, the first one for South Dakota, the South Dakota teams, was yesterday, and it went really well. We got a good start, and the kids seem really excited. And, you know, it's always a little nerve-wracking to come to these workshops, you know, where there's enough flexibility for the teams or whoever I'm working with to really feel like they're a part of the sculpture. But, you know, that bit of looseness is always kind of a little nerve-wracking for me, I think, more than anything else, but it's always after I begin, I feel like this is going to work, and, you know, it's all good to go now. So I'm really excited for the rest of the teams to come today. We have a lot to do, so I can't wait.
Now, as I understand it, this is essentially a collaboration with the youth from Rapid City and at-risk youth in Los Angeles?
Yep. So what it's going to be is, well, because, I mean, we're building elements of the sculpture here in Rapid City, which I'm then going to freight ship back to UCLA at my graduate studio. And so I'll put the rest of the pieces together there. But one of the elements that I thought would be really interesting is it's not just, you know, at-risk youth from Rapid City, but, you know, there's youth everywhere in a similar situation. And just getting the conversation, like, from a more populated area like Los Angeles with, a group of teens from here, and what are the differences and what questions, you know, will they ask and what will the responses be? I'm working with 20 teens in Los Angeles through the nonprofit The Heart Project, which is a similar type of nonprofit that Holly is also kind of, they work with similar issues and similar, with teens with similar issues. So it should be a good kind of counterbalance there. So those teens are actually going to write some responses to questions that the teens from Rapid City put on their pieces of sculpture. And then, you know, they'll all be invited to the opening, which six of the teens from Rapid City were going to fly them out to UCLA for the opening. It's going to be installed at UCLA for 3 months on campus before we ultimately bring it back to Rapid City. So it should be pretty fun.
Well, Holly Sortland, I'm interested in hearing a little bit about your organization, Project Respect. I know you've mentioned a little bit about it, and Bridget Beck has alluded to it as well. What is the organization, and what's its purpose?
Sure. I founded ProjectRespect.org in 2011. And the reason I started it up is I had been working with at-risk youth through Job Corps for about 5 years. And I just noticed that there was this whole culture occurring where kids were at a very young age getting involved in destructive behavior, especially online. I was friends with a lot of these kids on Facebook, and I just couldn't believe some of the stuff that I was seeing. And I noticed that a lot of this was translating into their everyday lives, and they were making poor choices, destructive behavior, using, you know, very destructive language between boys and girls and boys calling each other, just derogatory terms that, again, kind of translates into their relationship decisions, and it affects their entire lives. And so what I realized was, you know, we really need to start young with these kids. You know, it's one thing, I think there are a lot of wonderful organizations out there to help youth and women and people who might be in an abusive relationship or be in crisis, but there's really so much more that I think needs to be done prevention-wise. I'm one of those people that believes, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. And so it kind of just started as an online survey thing that I was doing, asking people questions. I started working with different educators. Oglala Lakota College partnered with Project Respect last year to do this really awesome pilot mentoring program where we paired up younger boys ages about 6 through 10 with teenage girls. And so what they did was different field trips. They did like planting flowers, different activities where they could kind of bond with each other. And it was so interesting because on the very first session, you know, some of the older girl mentors, they said, these kids, these boys are very disrespectful. We don't want to work with them. And they wanted to quit. But by the end of it, the boys were so much more respectful to the girls, and they had bonded and, you know, were planting flowers in honor of their mentors. And so it was just so cool to see how they bonded through these instances. And the boys were really, you know, a lot of the boys, they came from backgrounds where they didn't have fathers in the homes, or they were foster kids, or, you know, their parents were, you know, all they had witnessed was pretty much abusive relationships. So to start fostering, you know, this positive, relationship structure was really cool to see. And I think one thing that I noticed too was, poverty is just such the cause of a lot of these issues. And so we really need to work with disadvantaged youth and start getting them to think about healthy relationships and making good choices. So I'm excited. We've done some really cool projects, and this one is just fantastic because Bridget is, you know, she and I used to be on the debate team together. So it's just kind of cool for her and I to come back. I mean, I've stayed in the area, but we both grew up, you know, she grew up in North Rapid, I grew up in Rapid Valley. Neither one of us came from a very wealthy family at all. So it's just kind of cool for us to have these opportunities and be able to give back.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and with us on the program today is Holly Sortland of ProjectRespect.org and artist Bridget Beck, here talking about the Will Be Sculpture Project. Bridget Beck is holding some workshops this week for about several teens at General Beadle Elementary. I think about 20 altogether, you said, Bridget?
Yes, there's 20 altogether participating here, yep.
Now, talk about the sculpture itself. I saw some pictures on your Tumblr page of it coming together. What it looks like you're using found objects and putting this together, or are there elements that you're bringing into this?
It's primarily made of steel pieces of tube and pipe that I've gotten at scrapyards in Los Angeles, actually. Just the pieces that get cut off of the longer pieces, but altogether, it's about a ton of metal that I've gotten partly through the grant that I received from the California Graduate Arts Program, and also partly through the Kickstarter donations people gave me online. So it's a mix of things, and you know, working large scale as I do, I pretty much just I look for whatever I can find and, you know, put it together in the most interesting way. So right now it's kind of, so far I've created kind of the basic structure for the parts that are going to be added by the team. So it's kind of this seating area with a ramp, and there's some playful parts to it, like spinning seats, and I have these secret elements kind of dispersed throughout, and it's going to be colorful and
secret elements.
Yeah, it's pretty secret elements. Yep, you'll have to see the sculpture to find the secrets. I can't disclose those to you over the air, but it'll be back in Rapid City. So there's little things everywhere that if somebody's motivated to look a little deeper, they'll find some interesting things.
Is this something that when it's finished, at least some of the descriptions I've read, that this is something that people can or kids can play on, sort of a creative playground?
Yeah, it is. It has some, and it's definitely an interactive sculpture, and that's typically the kind of sculptures I make, just because I feel like for sculpture to be part of a community, that people really need to be able to touch the sculpture, you know, and interact with it, and then they can kind of call it their own. Just like these teams, as they collaborate on the sculpture, they can call it, you know, their sculpture, which is more meaningful than, you know, me building a sculpture and putting it in the gallery, nobody touches it, and, you know, that's not as interesting to me. So, yeah, it should be pretty playful. It'll be something that, a sculpture that people of all ages can enjoy, and, yeah, it should be around. I'm building it to last for 30 years, so it should be around for a while.
Well, Bridget, you've been making and studying sculpture for a number of years, 15 years or so. What is it that you like about sculpture? Building.
Well, I'm a very imaginative person. So what I like to build large. It's the physicalness of making or of building is just something that I can't get enough of. And for some strange reason, I love the materials. Metal is something that I'm really comfortable with, and I feel like, you know, some people are better at, you know, describing things through text or, you know, in a conversation, and for me it's easiest to communicate with metal and objects and, you know, bolting things together and, you know, having a conversation with somebody who's actively engaged in that same process, like collaboratively, is a real way for me to build connections, like deeper connections with people. I'm kind of one of those people that's a little awkward when you first meet, But when you throw a sculpture project in the middle of it, I really open up and people really open up to me. And so I really enjoy that process. So I don't know. I'm a sculptor for life. It's something that's never going to go away. I started building sculpture at Augustana College. I went to school there, and that was really the first time I had ever made a sculpture. And it's been nonstop since then. So.
Well, Holly, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask Holly Sortland what she likes about your sculpture.
Oh, well, if anybody can go online and check out her sculptures, Bridget could probably give you the web address. But they're just so colorful and creative, and she has all these pictures. She has a lot of her sculptures at Franconia Sculpture Park in Minnesota. And it's just these little kids and even the elderly people. Some of them are traveling sculptures where elderly people can see them. And they just look like they bring joy to people. And then also just something that the kids can really own. So that's what I think is really cool. And one thing that Bridget's doing with this particular sculpture project is she's taking photos of all the youth participating, and then she's using transfer paper, and the youth are actually going to burn the images of themselves, their photographs, onto wood. So all the kids that are participating are actually going to have their photo on the sculpture, too. So it's just really cool that it's something that these youth can come back, in 20 years and maybe show their own kids and say, look, I helped build this. And it just gives them a chance to be a part of something larger, gives them ownership in something. And at the same time, we're, exploring things like self-identification and what our strengths are and self-esteem issues. And I think art can be very therapeutic. And so it's just so exciting to see kind of the wheels turning in these kids' heads as they do the exercises and participate in the project.
Well, Bridget Beck, before we let you and Holly go here, finally, what are the plans? This is the sculpture is going back to UCLA and it'll be on display there. And then, do you know when it'll come to Rapid City and where it'll be?
That's still getting worked out. It takes a little while to get through all of the necessary forms and things to put a sculpture in a public place. But I do really want the sculpture to be, accessible to anybody here, in the area. I don't want it to be something that's in, at a private location. So there's a little bit more time involved with getting it put out. But I would love to see it somewhere, on the bike trail by the river or, at Memorial Park. So I'm working on that, and I imagine that it'll get sorted out by the time I graduate from UCLA, which will be a year from now. So you can expect some more information on that in the future.
All right. Well, Bridget, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And Holly, thanks for your time as well.
Thank you very much.
Artist Bridget Beck is holding workshops with teens in Rapid City this week for the Will Be Sculpture Project. Six of those teens will travel to L.A. in July to work with Beck, and six teens from L.A. to finish the sculpture. Holly Sortland is the local coordinator for the project and founder of ProjectRespect.org. You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Coming up after a short break, we'll talk with rodeo champion and Rhea Heights native Billy Etbauer, whose life-size statue was unveiled this weekend during the Match of Champions in Fort Pierre.